কলৈ অপয়োধি জড়ে ধ্রুত বানসি বেদং বিহিত বহিত্র চরিত্র মুখিদং সব ধ্রুত মীন শরীর জয় জগদীশ হরে
Yeah.
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद जी महाराज अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तबिंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोपनाथ कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय। मर्यादा पुरुषोत्तम भगवान राम वाविर्भाव तिथि की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल। अंग अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनवीष्ट स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदामयं सोपदान्तिकं वन्देऽं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवाश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रदातं सगण रघुनाथ नीतं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पाद सगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितास्य हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपीशो गोपिकाकं राधाकांतो नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्ववानुसुति প্রণমামি হরিপ্রি বাঞ্ছা কল্পতরুবেশ কৃপা সিন্ধু বিবস অতিদান পাবনে বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নম 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 মহাবধান্য কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম গৌর তুইসে নম শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীমাসাদি গৌরভক্ত বৃন্দ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ
Something or other, then English in this way, my speech will go on. So I request one and all to sit patiently, silently and hear. Such nectarian, sweet nectarian topics of the Lord. This is very sweet and nectarian, and those who are devotees, they can release it. One who releases, gotten some releasement, he cannot leave it. Rather, he'll develop more greed for it. How I can get more and more and release more and more. So when there is language difficulty, I request you should not feel disgusted. That will be offensive. Krishna Katha, Bhagavat Katha is not different from Bhagavan. When this Katha is going on, their devotees are discussing, Lord appears there. So if you feel disgusted and get up, then you'll become an offender. So don't become an offender. So you should have patience. So today is the most auspicious day. This is the appearance day of Marjada Purushottam Bhagavan Ram. So Bhagavan Ram is one of the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Avatara yasankhya hare sattva nidhi dvija yatha abhidasini kulya sarasasyu sahasrasa. First canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says this thing. Lord Hari has innumerable incarnations, as innumerable outlets come out from a very big lake. Similarly, innumerable incarnations come from Lord Hari, who is the source of all incarnations. The Lord Hari is Krishna, is the source of all incarnations. So, Ramadimurtisu Kalanyamantishtan Nanavataranga Karod Bhuvanesu Kintu Krishna Sam Sambhavat Puram Pumanjo Govindang Adipurusam Tamam Bhajami. Brahma Sangita says, Rama Nrusinga Vamana, these are incarnations of Supreme Lord Krishna. These incarnations are the portion, plenary portion and portion of the portion of the Lord. Portion of the portion is called Kala, Kala Niyamana. In Bhagavatam is also, Sukadeva Goswami says, Tichansala Punsa Krishnastu Bhagavana Swayam. These avatars are Kala. Portion of the portion is Kala. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, is avatari. He says that thing. So, Ram is one of the incarnations of Krishna, is the portion of the portion Kala. So, Brahma Sangita says there is no difference between avatar and avatari, giving the example of the candle. One original candle is there and many candles coming out, being lit up from the original candle. And every candle has the same dharma of giving light. So there is no difference in that sense between avatar and avatari. In that way, this is tattva. One understands in tattva, there will be no confusion. Otherwise, one cannot understand, there will be confusion. And anantarupam anadi achyutam anantarupam. Lord, Supreme Lord has unlimited forms. Unlimited forms. So, devotees, they are certain devotees, they want one type of form that want to see. Those are devotees of Ram. They want to see the Ram form. Those who are the devotees of Lord Krishna, they want to see the Krishna form. Do you understand? And bhakti cha upata rupaya bhagavan bhaktavas chala, very dear to his devotees, he shows that form the devotee wants to see. Do you understand? Because he's very dear to his devotees, bhaktavas chala, bhakti cha. According to the desire of the devotee, Lord shows the form. And according to desire, will of the devotee, Lord also descends. Yes. Because his bhaktavas chala, he is very dear to his devotees. So those who are Ram Bhakta, devotees of Ram, they want to see the Ram form. In this connection, it is said that Hanumanji is a Ram Bhakta, a great and famous Ram Bhakta, Dasya Bhakta, Dasya Kapipati. Hanumanji is a famous Dasya Bhakta. Still he is here in this material world, Kim Purusa Varsa, Hanuman is still living, engaged in chanting Ram Nam. still. So when Lord Ram, during last Treta Juga, wound up his Leela, went back to his abode in spiritual world, he took everybody in Ajodhya, but it didn't take Ram. I'm saying Hanuman, he left him here. Said, you stay here and teach Dasya Bhakti. So, Hanuman is still here. In Vrata Bhagavata Amrita, Sanatana Goswami has mentioned that once Lord Krishna sent Garuda to Hanuman, you go, tell Hanuman, I want to see him, he must come. So Garuda went there. Hanuman was engaged in chanting Ram Nam. He said, I have come from Dwarka. Lord Krishna sent me. He wants you to see. But he didn't listen. Hanumanji didn't listen. He said once, twice, thrice, repeatedly said, Hanuman got angry. Gave him a great lash with his tail. So Garuda flew up, blown up, and fell down in Dwarka in front of Krishna. Now Krishna understood what had happened. Krishna said, what did you say? He said, I said, I came from Dwarka, Krishna wants. Why did you say Krishna? Go again, said Lord Ram wants. Only you say Ram, you'll never listen. Do you understand? Because that is Aikantikata, one-pointed devotion, annihilated devotion, one-pointed devotion. Vajrangaji, Hanumanji is great sadhu, he knows tattva. He says, Srinathe Janaki Nathe Obheda Paramatmani, Mama Jivana Sarvasa Rama Rajivana Sarvasa. I know there is no difference between Srinath and Janaki Nath, husband of Sri Lakshmi Ji and husband of Janaki Sita Devi. There is no difference, both are Paramatma, Param Brahma. But my heart and soul is lotus eyed Ram, not Srinath, not Krishna. Do you understand? That he knows. So Garuda again went and said, yes, Lord Ram wants to see you. Why didn't you say Lord Ram? My Lord said, I must go. Garuda said, all right, come and sit on my shoulder, I'll fly. No, I don't need you, you go. I'm going. So before Garuda reaching Dwarka, this Hanuman had already reached there. Garuda saw the Ram as a jimdi, I mean Krishna as a jimdi, form of Lam. Balarama has assumed the form of Lakshmana and Rukmini has assumed the form of Sita. Three are standing and Hanuman with folded hands sitting there. So the form, the devotee wants to see the Lord manifest. Do you understand? That is what. So, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Sarbhuja, 600 form, to Sarvamodacharya. In two hands, he is holding bow and arrow, that means Ram. And another two hands is holding flute, that's Krishna. And another two hands holding this water pot and danda. Danda commander is sannyasi. That means is Ram as well as Krishna. So, Hanumanji is Murari Gupta in Gaura Leela. Gaura Leela, Murari Gupta is Hanuman, do you understand? So, those who are devotees of Lord Ram, they are also with Gauranga. With Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Prem. Unless one comes to the fold of Gauranga, he cannot get Prem. There are many devotees of Lord Ram also under Gauranga, because his most dear servant, Das Hanumanji, is there also, Murari Gupta. So, when Mahaprabhu was traveling, 6 years he traveled after taking of sannyas. For 6 years he traveled South India and Northern India, a priest. While traveling South India, he met many Ram Bhaktas. They are mentioned there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, and also he converted them into Krishna Bhaktas, and many Ram Bhaktas started chanting Krishna Nam. I say Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 9th chapter you'll find. Sei Sava Vaishnava Mahaprabhu Darsani Krishna Upasaka Haila Loi Krishna Nami. All these Vaishnavas, seeing Mahaprabhu getting the mercy of Mahaprabhu, they become the worshippers of Krishna and started chanting Krishna Nam. When Mahaprabhu was going on the path road, he was chanting this, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Payimam, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Payimam, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Rakshamam. Ekatha Gautale. Gautami Ganga se nana tirtha bhraman kale, Raghunathare Gautami Ganga, Mallikarjuna tirthare, Ramdas Sambhunkar darshan kale. That is Shivaji. Then Ahobala Nrusingha, we visited Ahobala Nrusingha, and Siddhavata, Mahaprabhu saw the Vigraha of Ram Sita, and Siddhavata, he saw a Ram Bhakta, a devotee of the devotee of Ram, a Vaishnava. That Ram Bhakta invited Mahaprabhu to his home to give him food, bhikya. So Mahaprabhu went there, accepted his invitation, went there, and Mahaprabhu stayed in his house. And that Vipra was only chanting Ram, 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 Ram Nam. Rama Nama Vina Unyamani Nakohai, only chanting Ram. Mahaprabhu stayed in that Vipra's house, accepted his bhikya. Then Mahaprabhu showered his mercy on him. Then Mahaprabhu left his house and proceeded forward. Then Mahaprabhu came to Skanda Khetra and had the darshan of Skanda. Skanda means Kartikeya. Then Mahaprabhu came to Trimatha. There he had the darshan of Vaman Vigraha. Vaman Vigraha, understand my language? Vaman deity. Then Mahaprabhu came back to Siddhavata again. When he came to Siddhavata, he came to the house of that Vipra, that Brahmin was Ram Bhakta, who had given him Vikya. Now, Mahaprabhu saw that Vipra was chanting Krishna Nam instead of Ram Nam. Then Mahaprabhu asked him, Tumi purpe nirantara laite rama namo, ebe kene nirantara lao Krishna Nam. Last time when I visited, you were chanting Ram Nam. Why are you chanting Krishna Nam now? Mahaprabhu asked. Then Vipra said, by seeing you, from that day, my tongue is uttering Krishna Nam. So, from very my childhood, I was chanting Ram Nam. That was my nature. But that is now changed by seeing you. Now, my tongue is chanting Krishna Nam. Toma dekhi Krishna Nam hoilo ekobare. Sei hoite Krishna Nam jihate basila Krishna Nam spure Ram Nam dure gala. When I saw you, that Krishna Nam came to my tongue. Now Ram Nam is not uttered, Krishna Nam is uttered. He said, from very childhood I have studied Shastra. I know the Tata. Rama, the word Rama and Krishna. So from Shastra, he also explained the verbal root. In Padma Puran, there is Satana, Rama, Satanam, and 100 names of Lord Ram is mentioned there. Do you find that? Ramante Jogino Ananta, Anante Satyanande Chidatmani, Iti Rama Padena Suparam Brahma Vidiyate. He quoted Padma Puran. He said, it is mentioned in Padma Purana, Ramante Jogino Ananti Satyanande Chidatmani, Iti Rama Padena Suparam Brahma Vidiyate. This is Satyananda, like Satyananda form, do you understand? Those were yogis. They always take pleasure in this unlimited names of Satyananda Vigraha. Do you understand? Therefore, this Rama means, Rama is Parambrahma, iti Rama pade naso Parambrahma vidiyate. Rama also indicates Parambrahma. Parambrahma. Do you follow? And Rama means Ramana. Ramana means who enjoys, thereby gets pleasure. That is Ram. And the name Ram Nam also indicates Parambrahma. Then he quoted Mahabharata Udyoga Parva, where it's mentioned, Krushir Bhurvachaka Sabdo Nasta Nibhrudivachaka Tayor Raikyam Param Brahma Krishna Iti Abhidhiyate. Then he explained Krishna Nam, Krush Dhatu, verbal root Krush plus Sana, Pratyah, combined together Krishna. Krush means attraction, Ana means pleasure, Paramananda, do you understand? Supreme Ananda. So Krishna means all attraction and all pleasure combined, and it is also Param Brahma. So Ram Nam, name of Ram indicates Param Brahma, name of Krishna indicates Param Brahma. Therefore, they are no different between Ram Nam and Krishna Nam, because both indicate Param Brahma. Understand? Param Brahma dui nama samana haila, punar sastra kichu vishesh paila. Again, I find something more in Shastra. Then he quoted Vishnu Sastra Nam. Padma Purana, Vishnu Sastra Nam. He said, Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Manorame. Sastra Nam Vistulyam Rama Nam Varanane. Shivaji says to Parvatiji, oh Varanane, oh Parvatiji, this one Ram Nam, one name of Ram is equal to 1,000 names of Vishnu. Do you understand? Sastra Nam Vistulyam Rama Nam Varanane. He said. Again, in Lagu Bhagavatamrita, quoting Brahmanda Purana, Rupa Goswami has said, Sastra Nam Nam Punyanam Tri Ravrityatu Jatphalam Eka Vrityatu Krishnasya Nam Ekun Tatprayachadi. If someone utters this 1,000 names of Vishnu three times, that means 3,000 names of Vishnu, the result what he will get, if he utters Krishna Nam once, the same result will be gotten. Do you follow me? In other words, that means if someone utters three times Ram Nam, the result what will get, will get the same result if he utters Krishna Nam once. Therefore, the name of Krishna is such. Vipra says that thing. Eva ke Krishna Namer Mahima Upar. Tathapi loite nari sunahitutar. Then another reason is there. Why I am taking Krishna Nam now? Then Vipra says, Ishtadeva Ramatar Name Sukhopai, Sukhopaya Ram Namar Atridinagai. Tomare Dorsone Jebe Krishna Nam Oilo, Tar Mahima Tome Hude Lagilo. Say Krishna Tome Sakyatiani Darilo, Otakai Vipra Prabhu Tsone Parilo. That Vipra says, from the very beginning of my life, from life, childhood, I was chanting Ram Nam. I was getting pleasure out of it. Day and night I was chanting. But when I saw you, the name of Krishna came to me. Then I understand the glory of the name of Krishna. And you are that Krishna, he said. You are that Krishna, Mahaprabhu, you are that Krishna. Saying this, he fell flat at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu showed his mercy on him, then proceeded forward. From there, he went to southern Mathura, which is known as Madurai nowadays. There he met one Brahmin, Vipra, who was a Ram Bhakta, devotee of Ram. That Brahmin, Ram Bhakta, invited Mahaprabhu to go to his home and take akshara bhikkha. Mahaprabhu took bath, then went to the house of that Vipra. When Mahaprabhu went there, saw that Vipra had not cooked any food. It's already past 2 p.m. already. Asked, you have not cooked any food. Mahaprabhu asked, why have you not cooked? So that Vipra said, Prabhu Mora Aranya Vasati Pakera Samagri Bani Namilas. He said, my Lord Ram is staying in forest. Nothing is available in forest for cooking. Rice, dal, sabji, nothing available. Banya Saka Palamula Anive Lakhana. Tabe Sita Karibene Prak. Lakhana has gone to collect some forest vegetables, some root, flowers, leaves. Then when Lakhana will come back, Sita Devi will cook that. Lakhana has not yet come back. very sentimental, sentimental. And that Vipra. Mahaprabhu hearing this became very glad. Then that Vipra cooked food. Now it is past 3:30 or 4. Then Mahaprabhu took prasad, accepted prasad. But that Vipra didn't take any food. He fasted. Then Mahaprabhu asked, why are you fasting? Why didn't you take food? Why are you lamenting? Why did you think like that? You see, Sita Thakurani, Jagannamata, mother of the world, Mahalakshmi, demon, tossed her. My ear heard this thing. It's so painful to me. I don't want to survive. My whole body is blazing, as if in a blazing fire. But life is not getting out. Do you understand? That Vipra said like that. Hearing that, Mahaprabhu consoled him. Then Mahaprabhu explained the Siddhanta, conclusion. Ishvara Prayasi Sita Chidananda Murti Prakrita Indriyartar Dekhite Nahi Sati. Sita is not ordinary woman. Sita is the wife of Supreme Lord, his internal potency. Her form is Sachidanandamaya. Do you understand? Completely transcendental spiritual form, Sachidananda Murti. Nobody can see her with material eyes. Nobody can see her with material eyes. How is it that demon Ravana could see her? What to speak of torture? Do you understand? To speak of torture. That demon couldn't see her. Because nobody couldn't see Chidananda Murti with his material eyes. Sparshibar karja asuk napaya dorsan sitara akruti maya harlo Ravan. Ravan cannot touch, cannot see her. But to speak of touching. Then what Ravan took? Ravan took Maya Sita. Do you understand? Ravan took Maya Sita, illusory Sita. Just the form of a Sita, but illusory Sita, not real Sita. He couldn't touch, he couldn't see. Because Sita Devi is Satyananda Murti, and Ravan only took the Maya Sita. Ravan asite Sita antar dhyan koilo, Ravan age Maya Sita patailo. When Ravan came, Sita disappeared. Sita disappeared. So Maya, illusory energy, sent one Sita. That is illusory Sita before Ravan. A prakrita vastu nahi prakrita gochar. Veda Purana te hi kohi nirantara. It all Veda Purana say. It's a prakrita vastu. Those are transcendental, not material. It cannot be visualized or seen through material eyes. Mahaprabhu said, you believe me, don't cherish such bad thought of committing suicide, you believe me, do you understand? Then that Vipra took some food and broke his fasting and gave up the desire of committing suicide. Then Mahaprabhu, in this way Mahaprabhu consoled him, that Vipra, then went to Mahendra Parvata. There he had the darshan of Bhrugram. Then Mahaprabhu went to Dhanaskoti Tirtha. There he took bath. There he saw Rameshwar. Rameshwar, had the darshan of Rameshwar. At that time, at Rameshwar, in one assembly of the Brahmins, Kurma Puran was being read out. Mahaprabhu sat down there and heard. And at that time, this topic was going on, the Ravana's stealing Maya Sita. It's mentioned there. Patibrata Siramani Janakanandini, Jagatir Mata Sita Ramir Guhini. Janakanandini, daughter of Janak Maharaj, Sita, the crest jewel of all chest ladies' wives, and most devoted wife, Patibrata, Jagatir Mata, she is the mother of the whole universe. His wife of Ram, Lord Ram. Ravan dekhiya Sita huilo, ରହିଲ ଅଗ୍ନିର ଶରଣ, ରାବଣ ହେଇଥିବ ଅଗ୍ନି କହିଲ ସୀତାକେ ଆବରଣ, ମାନେ ରାବଣ କେମ୍ ସୀତା ଦେବୀ ଟୁକ୍ ସେଲ୍ଟର ଅଫ୍ ଫାୟାର ଗଡ଼୍, ଡୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ, ଯେଉଁ ଫାୟାର ଗଡ଼୍ ଗଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ସୀତା, ହଁ ମାୟା ସୀତା ରାବଣ ନୀଲ ଶୁଣିଲା ଆଖ୍ୟାନେ ଶୁଣି ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ହେଲା ଆନନ୍ଦିତ ମାନେ, ଆଣ୍ଡ ସେଣ୍ଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇଲ୍ୟୁଜରୀ ସୀତା ବିଫୋର୍ ରାବଣ, ଆଣ୍ଡ ରାବଣ ଟୁକ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଲ୍ୟୁଜରୀ ସୀତା, ମହାପ୍ରଭାର ବିକେମ୍ ଭେରି ଗ୍ଲାଡ୍, ସୀତା ଲୟା ରାଖିଲେ ନ ପାର୍ବତୀର ସ୍ଥାନେ, ମାୟା ସୀତା ଦିଆ ଅଗ୍ନି ବଞ୍ଚିଲା ରାବଣେ, ଦ ଫାୟାର ଗଡ଼୍ ଟୁକ୍ ସୀତା ରିଅଲ ସୀତା ଆଣ୍ଡ କେପ୍ସ ରିଅଲ ସୀତା ୱିଥ୍ ପାର୍ବତୀ ଦେବୀ, ଆଣ୍ଡ ଗେଭ୍ ଏ ମାୟା ସୀତା ଇଲ୍ୟୁଜରୀ ସୀତା ଟୁ ରାବଣ, ରାବଣ ଟୁକ୍ ଇଲ୍ୟୁଜରୀ ସୀତା, ରଘୁନାଥ ଆସି ଯେବେ ରାବଣେ ମାରିଲ ଅଗ୍ନି ପରୀକ୍ଷା ଦିତେ ଯେବେ ସୀତାରେ ଆଣିଲ, ରାମ କେମ୍ଟୁ ଲଙ୍କା କିଲ୍ଡ ରାବଣ, ରେସ୍କ୍ୟୁଡ୍ ସୀତା, ଦେନ୍ ଆସ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ସୀତା ଟୁ ଏଣ୍ଟର ଇନ୍ ଟୁ ଦି ଫାୟାର, ସୋ ୱେନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ସୀତା ଏଣ୍ଟର ଇନ୍ ଟୁ ଦ ଫାୟାର ଦ ଇଲ୍ୟୁଜରୀ ସୀତା, ସୋ ଅଗ୍ନି ଫାୟାର ଗଡ଼୍ ହଁ ଡେଲିଭର ଦି ରିଅଲ ସୀତା ଟୁ ରାବଣ, ଆଇ ମିନ୍ସ ରାମ, ଡୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ, ଡେଲିଭର ଦି ରିଅଲ ସୀତା ଟୁ ରାମ, ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଫ୍ୟାକ୍ଟ, ମହାପ୍ରଭାଡ୍ ବିକେମ୍ ଭେରି ଗ୍ଲାଡ୍, ଦେନ୍ ଆଟ୍ ଦ ଟାଇମ୍ ହି ରିମେମ୍ବର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରାମଦାସ ବିପ୍ର ହୁ ଆଡ୍ ଡେଭଲପ୍ ଦ ଡିଜାୟାର ଟୁ କମିଟ୍ ସୁଇସାଇଡ୍, ଦେନ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ରାଇଟ୍ ଡାଉନ୍ ରୋଟ୍ ଡାଉନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଭର୍ସ ଫ୍ରମ୍ କର୍ମ ପୁରାଣ, ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ, ଦେନ୍ ଏଗେନ୍ କେମ୍ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ଟୁ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରାମଦାସ ବିପ୍ର ଆଣ୍ଡ ସୋଡ୍ ହିମ୍ ଦି ଭର୍ସ, ୟୁ ସି କର୍ମ ପୁରାଣ ସେଜ୍, କର୍ମ ପୁରାଣ ସେଜ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ସୀତା ରାଧିତ ବନ୍ନି ଛାୟା, ହଁ ସୀତା ମଜି ଜନତ ତଂ ଜହାର ଦଶଗ୍ରୀବ ସୀତା ବହ୍ନି ପୁରଙ୍ଗତା, ପରୀକ୍ଷା ସମୟ ବହ୍ନି ଛାୟା ସୀତା ବିବେଶ ସା ବହ୍ନି ସୀତା ସମାନୀୟ ତତ୍ପୁରସ୍ତାଦନୀ ନୟତ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ମିନ୍ସ ୱେନ୍ ରାବଣ କେମ୍ ସୀତା ଟୁକ୍ ସେଲ୍ଟର ଅଫ୍ ଅଗ୍ନିଦେବ, ଦ ଅଗ୍ନିଦେବ ମେଡ୍ ଏ ଛାୟା ସୀତା, ୟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ, ଇଲ୍ୟୁଜରୀ ସୀତା ଆର୍ ଦି ସ୍ୟାଡୋ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସୀତା, ଦେନ୍ ଡେଲିଭର ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଛାୟା ସୀତା ଟୁ ଟେନ୍ ହେଡ଼େଡ଼୍ ରାବଣ, ରାବଣ ଟୁକ୍ ଇଟ୍, ରିଅଲ୍ ସୀତା ଷ୍ଟେଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ବହ୍ନିପୁର, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ମିନ୍ସ ଦି ଫାୟାର ଗଡ଼୍, ଦେନ୍ ୱେନ୍ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର କିଲ୍ଡ ରାବଣ, ହଁ ରେସ୍କ୍ୟୁଡ୍ ସୀତା, ଆସ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଛାୟା ସୀତା ଟୁ ଏଣ୍ଟର ଇନ୍ ଟୁ ଫାୟାର, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ସୀତା ଏଣ୍ଟର ଇନ୍ ଟୁ ଫାୟାର, ଦେନ୍ ଅଗ୍ନିଦେବ ଡେଲିଭର ଦି ରିଅଲ୍ ସୀତା ଟୁ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର, ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ମିନିଂ ଅଫ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଭର୍ସ, ଆଣ୍ଡ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ରୋଟ୍ ଡାଉନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଭର୍ସ, କେମ୍ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ଟୁ ବିପ୍ର ଆଣ୍ଡ ସୋଡ୍ ହିମ୍, ୟୁ ସି ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସିଦ୍ଧାନ୍ତ ଶାସ୍ତ୍ର ସେଜ୍, ହଁ ୱେନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ବିପ୍ର ସ ଦିସ୍ ହି ବିକେମ୍ ଭେରି ଗ୍ଲାଡ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି କ୍ଲାସ୍ ଦି ଟୁ ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଷ୍ଟାର୍ଟେଡ୍ ୱିପିଂ କ୍ରାଇଙ୍ଗ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସେଡ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ରିଅଲ୍ ରଘୁନାଥ, ବିପ୍ର କହେ ତୁମି ସାକ୍ଷାତ ଶ୍ରୀ ରଘୁନନ୍ଦନ ସନ୍ନ୍ୟାସୀର ବେଶ ମୋରେ ଦିଲା ଦର୍ଶନ, ଆଣ୍ଡ ବିପ୍ର କ୍ରାଏଡ୍ କ୍ରାଏଡ୍ କ୍ଲାସିଂ ଟୁ ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ, ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରଘୁନାଥ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଆଣ୍ଡ ୟୁ ଗେମ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦର୍ଶନ ଇନ୍ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ ଏ ସନ୍ନ୍ୟାସୀ, ଦେନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ବିପ୍ର ବିକେମ୍ ଭେରି ଗ୍ଲାଡ୍, ସୋ ମଚ୍ ହ୍ୟୁମିଲିଟି, ଦେନ୍ ଏଗେନ୍ ହି ଇନଭାଇଟେଡ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦିସ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ ହି କୁକ୍ଡ ମେନି ନାଇସ୍ ପାଲାଟେବୁଲ୍ ଡିସେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଫେଡ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ, ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ୱାଜ୍ ଭେରି ମଚ୍ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ଡ, ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ସାୱର୍ ହିଜ୍ ମର୍ସି ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ବିପ୍ର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ତାମ୍ରପର୍ଣ୍ଣି, ୟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ, ସୋ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ ସର ତାମୃତ ୟୁଲ୍ ଫାଇଣ୍ଡ ହାଉ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ମେଡ୍ ସୋ ମେନି ରାମ ଭକ୍ତ ଡିଭୋଟିଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ରାମ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦେମ୍ ୱେର୍ କନ୍ଭର୍ଟେଡ୍ ଇନ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭକ୍ତ ଦେ ୱାର୍ ଚାଣ୍ଟିଂ ରାମ ନାମ ନାମ ଦେ ଷ୍ଟାର୍ଟେଡ୍ ଚାଣ୍ଟିଂ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସମ୍ ଭକ୍ତ ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ହାଭ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମିସ୍କନ୍ସିପ୍ସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ସିଦ୍ଧାନ୍ତ ସୋ ହି କ୍ଲିୟର୍ ଦେୟାର ମିସ୍କନ୍ସିପ୍ସନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁଜ ମର୍ସି ମିସ୍କନ୍ସିପ୍ସନ୍ସ ଆର୍ କ୍ଲିୟର୍ ଦେ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟୁଡ୍ ରିଅଲ୍ ସିଦ୍ଧାନ୍ତ ଆଜ୍ ଲଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଜ୍ ୟୋର୍ ମିସ୍କନ୍ସିପ୍ସନ୍ସ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ କ୍ଲିୟର୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟୁଡ୍ ରିଅଲ୍ ସିଦ୍ଧାନ୍ତ ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଗୋ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ହୋମ୍ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ଟୁ ଗଡ୍ ହେଡ୍ ୟେସ୍ ଦାର୍ ଫୋର୍ ଇନ୍ ଭଗବତ ଗୀତା ନରସିଂହ ଭଗବତ ଗୀତା କୃଷ୍ଣ ସେଟ୍ ଜନ୍ମକର୍ମାଂଶେ ମେ ଦିବ୍ୟଂ ଏବଂ ଯୋ ବିତି ତତ୍ତ୍ୱତ ତେକ୍ତ୍ୱା ଦେହଂ ପୁନର୍ଜନ୍ମ ନେତି ମାଙ୍ଗିତି ଅର୍ଜୁନ ମାଇ ବାତ୍ ମାଇ ଆକ୍ଟିଭିଟିଜ୍ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦିବ୍ୟ is transcendental. One knows it in tattva, knows it in siddhanta, tattva. Then, after quitting this body, he'll definitely come to me. There will be no rebirth. That means he'll never again come down here to this material world and take another birth. He must go back, come back to body. So this is the goal of human life, that one should understand this, the activities of the Lord in siddhanta, in tattva. So there should be no misconception of siddhanta. One of the anarthas is tattva brahma. There are four types of anarthas. One of the anarthas is tattva brahma, misconception of tattva. As long as that means misconception is there, you are not free from anarthas. Do you follow? That is what. So this is by the mercy of Guru, mercy of Mahaprabhu, Sadhu, Sadhu Guru, Krishna, the anarthas will be dispelled. So Mahaprabhu showed sour mercy and such misconception dispelled. This is some instances. So one who understands this, then he will understand there is no difference between Rama and Krishna. You follow? There is no difference between Rama and Krishna. Anantam achyutam anadi anadi anantam achyutam anadi anantarupam nityam navajauvanam cha. Brahma Sangita says, is achyuta, infallible, anadi, without beginning, anantarupa, unlimited forms he has. And always fresher, fresher, newer, newer, newer. Yes, that is what Supreme Lord. You understand? The particular devotee is interested in seeing the particular form. So, the Lord manifests that form. Also, you'll find in Gauru Leela, many Ram Bhaktas are there. So there's no harm, those who are Ram Bhaktas, they should come to the fold of Gaura. And the dearmost devotee of Lord Ram is Hanumanji, is there in the form of Murari Yuta. Because Gaura gives Krishna prem, nobody gives. Otherwise nobody can achieve the perfection, supreme perfection of life unless he comes to the fold of Gauranga. Acaitanya mido bishous, acaitanya isharam na mido, sarva-sastra ghyapi brahmyan titi jana, says, as long as one cannot understand Chaitanya as Supreme Lord, you understand? Maybe a great scholar, pandit, still he cannot be delivered from this cycle of birth and death. Cannot be delivered. This is siddhanta. Therefore it says, nityo, you should have the association daily, have the association of such acharyas, tattva-acharyas, those who are tattva-acharya, those know, the very conversant is tattva. Chaitanya bhakta gadankara nitya kara sangha. Those are the devotees of Chaitanya, they know these siddhantas very well. Chaitanya bhakta gadankara nitya kara sangha, the best is anivaya siddhanta taranga. If you associate with the devotees of Chaitanya, those know very welcome conversation with this tattva siddhanta, then all misconception of siddhanta or tattva will be dispelled. You will understand it clearly. Otherwise cannot be. Thank you very much. Majjada Purushottam Bhagavan Ramchandra ki jai. Majjada Purushottam Bhagavan Ramchandra ki subha vribhava tithi ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai. Gaur Pramana. Once, Hanuman and Arjuna met. That's a story. Hanuman and Arjuna met. Arjuna is a great hero who won in the battlefield of Mahabharata. Hanuman was there. Flag. Hanuman also a great hero. Who fought in Lanka. Killed so many demons. And helped so much Lord Ram. So both of them had pride. I'm great and he's great. You understand? So Arjuna said, oh, you built bridge over the sea, huh? If I would have been there with one arrow, I would have built a very strong bridge. You understand me? Arjuna said like that. Then Hanuman said, if you do like that, I'll break it. Acha, you'll break it? Oh yes, I'll break it. I'll break it. Then there was this bet. All right, I'll make, and if you break, if you cannot break, what will happen? Hanuman said, if you cannot break, I'll enter into blazing fire and die. You understand? Burn myself to ashes. Arjuna said, all right, if you break my bridge, I'll enter into the blazing fire and burn myself. That was the bet. All right, do it now. So, Arjuna, in his mind, our prayer to Krishna, thought of Krishna, shot an arrow. A very strong breeze was built up. And then Hanuman went there into that breeze, jumped, much force to break it, but couldn't break. Couldn't break. You understand? Failed. Hanuman saw light and failed, so I'll enter into fire, burn myself. Yes. So, put up a fire and go into enter. And Arjuna said, no, don't do it. You are such a dear devotee. Why you enter into fire and burn yourself? No, I'll go. No. Like this. At that time, one Brahmin appeared there all on a sudden. Hey, what is that? Why are you? Say, yes, no. And just rustling is there. Then they related the whole story. Related the whole story. The Brahmin said, all right, I heard story, but again you do. You Arjuna, again you shot an arrow, again you build a bridge. Let him go and jump on it. I'll see, then I'll give my decision. You understand? And this time, this Hanuman was a little bit humble, praying to Ram. And this Arjuna was a little bit proud. Yes, I could do it. So perhaps this time, when again shot an arrow and built that bridge, it was not as strong as before. This time, Hanuman went under there and jumped heavily and broke it. This time the bridge was broken. Then Arjuna said, I'll enter into the fire, burn myself. So fire was set up, Arjuna was going to enter. Hanuman said, no, yes, no. So in the middle of that